O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Isaiah 5, verses 1 through 7. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Vineyard by Strawn Coleman. The folksy, gentle opening focuses on tight-knit vocal harmonies. Eventually, percussion and lively guitar enter to provide a rhythmic drive, which supports the joyful text that celebrates the Lord's abundant vineyard for us.
I will wait to see the day of your this heart of mine, this heart of mine. There is a vineyard of the Lord. There is a vineyard for our soul. With all our troubles left behind the door, we drink first light.
Isaiah 5, verses 1 through 7. Let me sing for my beloved, my love song concerning his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a very fertile hill. He dug it and cleared it of stones and planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower in the midst of it and hewed out a wine vat in it. And he looked for it to yield grapes, but it yielded wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do in my vineyard that I have not done in it? When I looked for it to yield grapes, why did it yield wild grapes? And now I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will remove its hedge, and it shall be devoured. I will break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down. I will make it a waste. It shall not be pruned or hoed, and briars and thorns shall grow up. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are his pleasant planting. And he looked for justice, but behold, bloodshed; for righteousness, but behold, an outcry.
Isaiah 5 begins as an ecstatic love song, but becomes an indictment, a heartbreaking lament. Let me sing from my beloved my love song, the prophet says. To Isaiah, God is the Holy One and the Beloved, the one he loves, his friend. Now there's vineyard imagery here that refers to Israel and Judah. And Isaiah sings about God clearing rocks, planting, watering, protecting with a watchtower, and cultivating his people. He built a vat to process grapes into wine. In short, God spared no expense on his vineyard, yet they didn't follow through or yield the sweet grapes that he desired. The fruit of their lives was not merely wild, it stank, it was rancid. And God goes so far as to ask, was the failure of the vineyard my fault? No. Verse 4, what more could have been done for my vineyard than I have done for it? Now, what was the problem? Well, God's people were guilty of injustice. They treated what we would call today lower-income people unfairly and callously, bleeding the poor to death. They were self-indulgent, seeking only to please themselves and not to serve others, especially those in need. And now I will tell you what I will do, God says through the prophet. I will remove the hedge around the vineyard, and invaders will trample it. I will make it a waste. Israel was uprooted because they weren't yielding fruit. They were sent into exile to Babylon. And when God judges, he's being a good and reasonable gardener. Think of it. You only keep plants that produce something. We have a tree in the front yard that's withering. It got plenty of water in the winter, and the trees around it are flourishing. We're not sure if it's diseased or damaged or what, and we may have to cut it down. That's what God did to his unfruitful and unfaithful people. There's an element of natural consequence to divine judgment. But this love song that turns to lament eventually turns back into a greater love song. The uprooting of the vineyard is not final. Later in Isaiah chapter 27, God reverses the vineyard imagery. It says, in days to come, Jacob will take root, Israel will bud and blossom and fill all the world with fruit. God eventually replanted the vineyard by bringing a remnant of people back to the promised land. And yet this picture longs for something greater, the promised Messiah. In John 15, Jesus calls himself the vine and says that if we abide in him, we will live and be able to produce the fruit that God wants. Whereas apart from him, we're dead and unfruitful. Cut off. Jesus wants us to treat others rightly and with mercy and compassion. He wants us to use our resources to help others in need, not just ourselves and our families. And he will cut to prune us, not to cut us off. And so with Isaiah's imagery of the vineyard and the vine dresser in mind, take a moment to pray, Lord Jesus, help me to abide in you, the vine, and make me more fruitful and productive. Turn me outward to serve others, especially those in need.
Let's close now with this old Anglican prayer. Father, what we know not, teach us. What we have not, give us. What we are not, make us. For the sake of your Son, our Savior. Amen.